All right, breaking news. Trump just straight up admitted that he wants Jimmy Kimmel canceled, and he will continue to place pressure until the Jimmy Kimmel show is canceled for simply making jokes that Trump doesn't like. Now, this immediately blew up the entire MAGA argument that they've been making. They said that Kimmel was canceled simply due to his ratings, because nobody likes him. Then Trump came out and nuked that argument by saying, no, I'm going to continue to place pressure until Jimmy Kimmel is canceled. It's not viewership. I want him canceled. And regarding the viewership piece, there was actually a massive unintended effect of Trump's temporary cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel. Remember, he's back on the air now, so it was temporary. There was a 10,000% spike in Google searches for what time is Jimmy Kimmel. 10,000% spike in what time is Jimmy Kimmel. In fact, the viewership that he polled for his return last night polled like 20 to 30 times the viewership it normally does. I want to show you that in just one second, but this is what he said. He said, quote, "I want to thank the people who don't support my show and what I believe, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway. The president made it clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of others who work here fired. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke. He can't take a joke, so he temporarily canceled Jimmy Kimmel, but it had an unintended effect. I want to read for you Trump's True Social post in just one second, but let's start here with the numbers that Jimmy Kimmel pulled last night.
Huge, absolutely huge. What are we talking about here? Well, let's take a look at YouTube views, Jimmy Kimmel Live video views. The six-month median, the median video only gets 240,000. Look how many views Tuesday night's monologue already has. 6.7 million. That's over 25 times as large as the median Jimmy Kimmel video normally gets. And I was looking, it is by far the largest video in at least 6 months. So if Donald Trump's idea was to give Jimmy Kimmel more press and more viewership, he absolutely did so. Of course, I don't think that is what Donald Trump intended to do.
Do you have any sense beyond YouTube of just how big his appeal may have been? Like, a lot of people wanted to clearly watch this from all facets of not just in America, but you know, this is from around the world.
That's exactly right. So we got this 6.7 million. I will note that that number is up already about 700,000 from the last time I checked, which was about an hour ago. But take a look here. Record high Google searches last night for what time is Jimmy Kimmel on? You wouldn't have to check what time Jimmy Kimmel was on if you were a regular viewer. The reason that people were checking what time Jimmy Kimmel was on, because he was potentially pulling in a lot of viewers who normally didn't watch. And get this, it was up over 10,000%.
10,000% is absolutely massive. I just checked the video now in an update. It has 12 million views in total. So think about how insanely this backfired on Donald Trump. Not only is he sitting here complaining that it's back on air already, but he boosted the viewership to the next level. And in that episode that people were watching with 12 million views, Jimmy Kimmel was introducing people to a new fact pattern, a new way of thinking about Donald Trump. When he said, "I want to thank the people who support my show and the people who support my right to state things I don't believe," then he said, "The president made it clear he wants to see me and hundreds who work here fired. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods." This was said in front of tens of millions of people who now fully understand the situation, or at least understand it more. Donald Trump then tweeted out late last night, "I can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. The White House was told by ABC that his show was canceled. Something happened between then and now because his audience is gone and his talent was never there. I'm so glad that on the way home from the United Nations General Assembly, after freaking the hell out about Putin and Zelensky and not being able to solve any wars, he's just attacking some comedian on TV. Not that Jimmy Kimmel is just some comedian, but there are many comedians. He's just attacking a comedian that he doesn't like, that's saying something bad about him." He then says, quote, "He is yet another arm of the DNC, and to the best of my knowledge, that would be a major illegal campaign contribution. I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative. A true bunch of losers. Let Jimmy Kimmel rot in his bad ratings." Okay, Trump supporters for the past few days, roughly the past week, have been making the argument that Trump did not censor Jimmy Kimmel. The FCC would never, ever do that. Yet Trump just came out and bulldozed their entire argument by saying, "Actually, I'm going to use all of my leverage available to go after ABC and Jimmy Kimmel. In fact, I'm going to point to a time when we've done it before." He said, "I think we're going to test ABC out. Last time, they gave me $16 million. So he's sitting here gloating like a mob boss, saying, yeah, last time I extorted them, it worked. This time it's going to work as well. And this line is just so sickening. He says, this one sounds even more lucrative. He's sitting there just salivating at the thought of suing another news station, but it's backfiring. Let me finish this video because it gets more interesting.
My goodness gracious. This, of course, dates all the way back since 2004, basically since Jimmy Kimmel was first on the air. So, no, it was not just on YouTube. There was a ton of interest, what we're talking about, nationwide, worldwide, in terms of what time was Jimmy Kimmel on? Because I don't normally watch him, but maybe I want to take a gander because maybe I'm interested to hear what he has to say.
Jimmy Kimmel himself sort of said, look, when Disney did this, I went to them. I didn't like it. But he also said thank you to Disney for keeping his show on. Is there any indication that Disney has something to be happy for? He even plugged, go to Disney Plus, here's how to, you know, as a joke, but here's how to, like, re-up your subscription.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people, especially on the left, who are upset at Disney for suspending Jimmy Kimmel. And we saw Google searches last week for boycotting Disney and canceling Disney Plus go way up. But take a look here. Google searches versus last week's peak. Boycotting Disney, down about 75% as of last night. How about cancel Disney Plus? Down about 75%.
I mean, beyond all of this, it just shows that market forces work. When we show the market that we don't like a certain product or a service, or that a service being pulled off the air is something we don't agree with, you can cancel things. You can spook a company, and it genuinely gives you power. But I just keep going back to two ideas. First of all, Donald Trump blowing up all of his supporters' arguments with one post. Like, not just random supporters. There are politicians who have been going on TV and arguing that Trump has nothing to do with this. I'm not going to name any particular MAGA politicians or MAGA hosts, but you guys know they have all been going on TV and running hardcore defense for Donald Trump. Now their argument just crumbled beneath them. The second thing that I just can't get over, I find it so hilarious, is that Donald Trump gave the largest amplification possible to the worst segment about him possible. So Jimmy Kimmel makes a lot of jokes about Trump, of course. He makes, like, dumb jokes, dumb punches, whatever. Some of them are funny, some of them miss, it's whatever. But in this monologue, he was genuinely talking about Trump in a very, not only nuanced, but political way. He was saying the president doesn't want hundreds of people to have their job. He wants them to be fired. He celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods. And while Jimmy Kimmel was saying this, we had, now it's 12.5 million people who were watching at that time. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. And peace out.